Well, today we mark the 10-year anniversary of Touchstone Christian Fellowship. We held our first Sunday morning worship service the first Sunday of October 2004. Rick, are you ready for thing? All right. After 10 years, the number of communions shared together, 121. The number of teachings heard, 523. The number of songs sang together, 3,138. The number of cups of coffee consumed, 47,070. The number of bulletins passed out and read, 73,220. The number of grayed hair on Jeff's head, 106,309. Being part of Touchstone, priceless. On that first Sunday morning, back in October of 2004, I began the teaching with these words. This is the first day of the building of a new family. And this idea of family has remained a core value of Touchstone. As I watched the interviews that Mike recorded for the video that we just watched a moment ago, I was astonished to hear everyone mention this idea of Touchstone being a family as one of the things that stands out about the church. See, you only saw a very small portion of some of the videos that Mike recorded. I saw the longer, unedited versions of all of the recordings, and I was amazed. It was like we had given everybody a script to read or something, that this idea of the church being a family was something mentioned over and over again in the videos. I can't think of anything that could have been said about Touchstone that would have pleased me more. I'm so grateful to see that this is such a key element of the culture of our church. We're a family. Now, a challenge for all of us is to make sure that everyone who comes to Touchstone feels part of this family, now and always. As new people come into the church, we all need to work extra hard at embracing them. We must always be an open, welcoming, ever-growing family. We can never allow ourselves to become a closed, exclusive, inwardly focused church. There are some new people here today. There are new people here every week. There are people who are here right now hearing us talk about Touchstone being a family, and they're thinking, I would love to be part of that kind of church. Find those people today and every day that we gather together and welcome them into this family. Now, when I say to welcome them into the family, I'm not talking about simply greeting them with a handshake and then going on about your business with your regular group of friends. Is what I'm asking is I'm asking you to invite these people into your group of friends and develop meaningful relationships with them. Do for them what someone did for you when you first encountered this family. I know it can be a stretch to reach out to people that you don't know rather than settle into comfortable conversations with your usual group. But we can't afford that kind of comfort if we're going to be the kind of church that Jesus wants us to be. We need to reach out to one another. And if we don't do it, we're really missing out on the rewards that can come through these new connections too. A personal story from just the other day for myself. I was at this gathering of people the other day, and there was a guy that was sitting in this circle of people that I was part of, But no one was talking to him. Everyone was talking to their friends and basically ignoring this guy. I noticed that he was kind of a quiet person, and he was a careful observer of everyone else in the room, just watching. Well, I thought, well, looks like it's up to me to talk with this guy and get to know him and make him feel like he's part of the group. So I introduced myself, and we started talking, and it turns out that he's a retired FBI agent, and he still works part-time for the FBI doing investigations. Now, how cool is that? I'm just like going, whoa! As soon as I learned he's an FBI agent, this is where my head went. I wanted to ask him if he knew Agents Fox Mulder and Dana Scully, or maybe Olivia Dunham. I wonder if maybe he had ever met Dr. Walter Bishop. Or maybe Raymond Reddington. Now you know the shows that I watch. And then I remembered before I said anything, oh yeah, those aren't real people. They live in TV land. Well, we had a good conversation. Unfortunately, I can't share any of the details of it with you because it is highly classified. Just think, you might be sitting near an FBI agent right now. And unless you reach out and you talk to that person that you don't know, you are going to miss out on that connection. The kind of family that we're called to be is described for us in the New Testament. Here's some of those key scriptures that we go back to again and again. Romans 12:15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. That's getting involved with each other, isn't it? Rejoicing with one another, weeping with one another. Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Help carry each other's burdens. Life's stuff. Romans 12:4. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Or it's translated in another way, we all belong to one another. Just like my foot and my hand, they belong to each other, and they need each other. They're part of a single body, and so it's true with us. We're different, but we need each other, and we're part of a single body. 1 Peter 4:10 says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. We're reminded again here that the gifts, the talents, the resources, the time, the energy, the stuff that makes up us, it's really not for us. It's for each other to share with one another, to serve one another, to care for one another, to strengthen the greater whole. Well, what's the vision of Touchstone? It was stated in the video briefly. What is Touchstone trying to be and do? It's simply this. The vision of Touchstone is this: to be a New Testament church. That's it. See, the church is to be a new kind of community, a new kind of family, a place where we can grow and we care for one another. The church is called the body of Christ. It's to be the continuing physical presence of Jesus Christ in this world until he comes back again, carrying on the good work that he started. And the church is to be an ambassador of Jesus Christ. It's to be the organism that God uses to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ, God's message of reconciliation and redemption and transformation. That's the church. Richard Halverson, who served as the chaplain for the United States Senate from 1981 to 1994, made the following observation about the church through history. He said, "In the beginning, the church was a fellowship of men and women centering on the living Christ. Then the church moved to Greece, where it became a philosophy. Then it moved to Rome, where it became an institution. Next, it moved to Europe, where it became a culture. And finally, it moved to America, where it became an enterprise." We're seeking to go back to that original idea and purpose for the church. To be a fellowship of men and women centering on the living Christ, serving Him, serving one another, and seeking to carry out His mission in this world. I want to take a quick moment to introduce the board of directors of Touchstone and thank them for their service to the church. Those of you who are on the board of directors, can you just stand where you're at? I mean, I won't make you come all the way up here. There might be one or two that are outside working the grill or something right now, but let's thank them. The board of directors for Touchstone is Greg Grant, Debbie Walker, Don Gilzine, Lucy Brown, Jody Barnett, Kim Sellards, and myself. The primary responsibility of the board of directors is to manage and oversee the financial business of the church, to make decisions on things that would be a potential conflict of interest for me as the senior pastor, and to protect the church from leadership that is in conflict with the scriptures and the church bylaws. That's the main responsibilities of the board. I would also like at this time for my wife Sharon and Steve and Shirley Bunnell to come up here for just one second. You guys can all. We just all want to get a good look at you. No rabbit ears while I'm talking now. These three people, they work very hard for all of us. Some of the things that you probably see them doing is children's ministry, youth ministry, puppet shows, women's ministry, leadership. Leading of worship, but they do much more than that, which you may never see, and it's actually these things that they do behind the scenes, which we take for granted, that are key to making Touchstone the church that we all enjoy so much. We're very blessed to have them. I want to say thank you to Sharon and to Stephen Shirley. It has been a great privilege for me personally to serve Jesus with you. I am very fortunate to be able to work with my best friends doing something that we all enjoy. Lastly, I want to thank you guys for the privilege of being your pastor. I can't imagine a better group of people to be going through life with. And I want to say you are a very gracious people. I want to pronounce a blessing on you. It's the blessing that the Lord gave the priests back in the days of Moses to speak over his people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let's bow our heads in prayer for a moment. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us, coming back to life on the third day, making it possible for us to know you. Thank you for establishing this church, this family of believers known as Touchstone Christian Fellowship. Thank you for taking such good care of us, protecting us from divisions, providing for our needs materially and spiritually, knitting our hearts together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you for the good work that you've done inside of us. Thank you for the good work that you've done through us. Thank you for the good work that you have done around us. Thank you for this day that you've given us to celebrate these past 10 years. We pray for your blessing and anointing on this church. We pray for your supernatural enabling power to worship and serve you for the next 10 years. And we pray that these next 10 years are many times more fruitful and productive and impactful than the last 10 years. Give us eyes and ears and sensitive hearts to be led by the Holy Spirit rather than our pride or cowardice. Give us courage and strength and faith to follow you wherever you lead. And we pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen us with power through his Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. And we pray that we, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.